about it.
Sometimes you might go out in the morning and you can't see across the road.
Well, it could be foggy, or it could be it's hazy, or foggy, or dusty. We've been getting dust all the way from Texas and Oklahoma over here.
But you get a lot of fog.
Foggy.
When you go, say, a couple of weeks without rain, you're having a
dry spell.
Good.
Drought. It gets into a drought. But first a dry spell, then it becomes a drought.
Then on the morning, when you wake up in the fall and the wind just seems to go right through you, say we're having a
cold snap.
A little what outside of that?
Chilling.
In the spring, when it's cold enough to have a white coat on the ground, you're having a
frost.
Y'all have, I'm sure you had one this spring.
Oh yeah. We have a lot of frost. We don't have all that much snow, but we do have snow.
The clouds will get thicker and thicker and thicker. You may be going to have some rain or something, say. I believe the weather
was changing, building up.
And then when the clouds clear off and the...
Well, it's clearing, it's breaking.
Okay. Now, when you meet folks on the street, you might go back home and tell your wife, I wasn't looking for them, I just sort of
bumped into them.
Okay. When you see folks on the street, how do you greet them? Like, is it different from the way it was years ago, or what might you ask somebody to see?
Well, the greeting, I don't think would be any different than it would be some years ago. I'm not aware of it, if it is. Of course, the topics of conversation are different because you get living a different life.
Yes.
But you still talk about the weather, you still talk about the children and their families, and where you've been, and what you're doing, and how you're getting along, this type of thing.
If you're introduced to a person in the street, you might ask them, what question might you ask them? You might ask them.
Well, it depends on whether, if I was introduced,
yes.
I'd ask him where he's from. Probably the first thing I'd ask him. What brought you here?
Okay, if you want
to... Try to find out something about him.
Part of a person's health, you say.
How you feeling, how you getting along.
And when you're leaving somebody, when you saw somebody early in the morning or about 11 o'clock in the day, you say to
them? Good morning, I guess.
Until... Well, and then you say,
good afternoon, good evening.
Good evening.
Those are interchangeable. Here they are.
Okay. Was there something you say any time of the day, or like just
so long?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
when you were leaving somebody's house at night, you say,
say bye.
Okay.
No. Well, you say good night.
All right. And now somebody was leaving your house, and you wanted to, you'd say, now, y'all?
No, come back.
Hope you'll come?
Come again.
Come again. What, now, on Christmas, folks, if you tell people on the street, you'd say to them?
Well, if we playing around with them, instead of Merry Christmas, we might say that, but we might also say Christmas gift.
And did you say that just to anybody, or?
Well, you say it to your friend.
Where did it come from?
It probably comes from the slavery day.
Yeah, slavery day. Yeah. Okay. And then on the first, you say?
Happy New Year.
If something happened on this day last year, you say it happened?
A year ago today. Last year or a year ago today.
Now, a man, didn't want to take anything from anybody, or didn't want to, just didn't want anybody to do a favor, you say. He didn't want to be, what to?
Beholding, depending on.
Okay. What would you say to a person by way of appreciation? Just how much, thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Do you ever hear folks say, I'm much obliged?
Much obliged, sure. I say it myself.